If you can get your kids to have an experience like this with you, it's pretty remarkable. And the kids, to be totally honest, keep us going every year.
Hello and welcome to our Give, Send, Go Shine Brightly podcast. It's one of our favorite things because we get to spotlight people all around the world that are using Give, Send, Go to do amazing things. And you'll be excited to listen today as we talk to Jody. Welcome, Jody, to our podcast.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to share about the work we're doing.
Yeah, so you have a Give, Send, Go campaign. Anybody who wants to go and see it, it is at givesendgo.com/buildingbeyondborders. So I can see you've raised a little bit of money, over $17,000. What are you raising money for?
We are raising money to build two homes and two latrines that go with those homes in Tecate, Mexico, which is a small border town in near Tijuana.
Where do you live? I'm assuming not Mexico.
Sure, no. We are in Santa Cruz, California.
Okay. And so how did you find this location? What is the connection there?
There's a little bit of a history there. There is another really amazing organization that does similar work in border towns along the Mexican border that we got connected with about 12 years ago. And we went with their team for 3 years and learned a bit about the work that they were doing and really saw it as something that we wanted to bring to our community and our, really in a lot of ways, like our group of friends, families of our children's friends. So we got connected to a ministry center in Tecate that does this type of work for other groups. And we decided to start a group and partner with them.
Well, I know you say it's like friends, like you take these trips. How many people usually go on a trip?
Typically around 50 people go.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Yeah,
they're large trips. And the reason for that is they are family focused trips. So my husband and I have been going on this trip since our kids were in first and second grade. So they've grown up every year going to the same community, working with the same ministry partner every year throughout their childhood, as have many of their friends who joined us around like maybe fourth or fifth grade. So the model really is about having families here in California and the United States connect with families in Tecate to build a home together.
Has this always been something on your heart as a family? I know you're raising your kids, which what an amazing adventure for them that's going to be part of like who they become in life. How old are your children now?
They are 17 and 18. So a junior and senior in high school.
This has been their whole life pretty much of going and serving people in another country. And what made you want to start? Like, has this been, you know, since you were a kid, you're like, I want to go help people or what spurred this on?
Well, that's a complicated question. As I imagine many people listening might be able to relate to, but I think there was a desire for our kids to engage in service and have opportunities and to feel like they could make a difference and to see those opportunities. I think building projects were fairly comfortable to me, kind of having grown up around it. But more importantly, I think we saw it as a really tangible way that young people could engage and families could engage together. So to be honest, the opportunity really found us when our kids were in first and second grade. And then once we had that experience for a few years, it really was clear to us that this was an opportunity for other families to go and serve and give back in this way.
So I know you came to Give, Send, Go. You started a campaign because you're headed there again. And do you tend to fundraise every year to go and do the building projects, or do other groups fundraise? How does the fundraising work for this?
Fundraising is definitely our biggest challenge. We don't have a challenge finding participants to go. Each year, many of the same families want to return to the community and connect with families in Tecate. But definitely the fundraising is always the hardest. And we do fundraise every year. We are not a nonprofit. We work and partner with Rancho La Paloma Ministry Center, which is the ministry center we work with in Tecate. And so we don't have a large donor base that is donating into us, like our group Building Beyond Borders, every year in the off season. So it really is like every year we have to kind of come, we raise all of the money every year. It's about $13,000 per house and latrine for all the building materials. It is a foundation home, so that's paying for the foundation to be poured and all the building materials. So we do have to start over every year. And our fundraising has been all different types of things. I think for many groups, the pandemic happening, we weren't able to have large events and kind of raise money in that way and spreading the word. And so we started to turn more to online funding platforms at that time.
And how did you find Give, Send, Go? Because obviously there are others out there. Was there a reason or how you found us?
Mm-hmm. We used a couple before you, and we found you through Rancho La Paloma, our ministry center and partner in Tecate. And really what's appealing about your model was the option to cover fees, but not automatically deducting fees.
Okay. Yeah. And when we started Give, Send, Go, we said, we want to keep there's going to be processing fees, but we're going to keep it as low as possible. And that is one of our goals, to continue to drive those prices down as we continue to grow. Because we know when you're doing something as important as raising money to build houses for people, you need every penny counts, right? You're raising money to bring your family there, to buy all the supplies, and to build these houses. So are there about 50 people going on this trip with you this time?
Yes, we have 53 people this time. And this time, I believe our youngest participant is a fourth grader, and then all the way up into grandparents. So it's an all ages group of people who go down to Tecate.
And how long are you there for?
We arrive on a Wednesday and we build on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we return back home on a Sunday. And Saturday really is a community day for us. We host a pancake breakfast with the neighbors, which is one of our favorite parts, is that we get to build homes for neighbors and the whole community kind of engages with us in the building process. We know that we could just send the money and have the homes built. I mean, that's obviously could be an option, but what we love about it is it's families joining with other families together for a moment in time to really share in the joy of a new home, which is really significant for the families.
And since you've been going for so many years, you must go back and see the same people or a lot of the same people and like actually be involved in getting to know them a little bit more. Is that correct?
Yes and no, to be honest, because there are lots of new colonias that develop in the Tecate area. There are always new areas. And we really rely on our partner there. We have an amazing partner who has been building homes for families for 40 years. And he is the one who's connected to churches and organizations who identify the families who are going to receive the home. So we really rely on him. It's not us getting to pick and say, and as tempting it as that is, to say, oh, we want to go to the same colony and see the same kids, we really let him tell us, where we're going to build next and where those families are that he's identified.
That's just really cool that you have someone on the ground that you can trust, that you can go work with. He knows the demographics, the people, where the needs are, and you can just show up and say, hey, we're willing to do whatever. Is the actual work really hard? Are you exhausted when you come back after pouring concrete? Do you have to have skills to go?
Well, I will say we love that the teenagers love roofing the house in 90 degree heat, and that's a joy. And I can't emphasize that enough. I think for anyone listening, if you can get your kids to have an experience like this with you, it's pretty remarkable. And the kids, to be totally honest, keep us going every year. I think sometimes it's hard. It's hard to kind of commit to these you know, annual things. And it's been exciting that as they've grown up in it, they're the ones that want to go back every year. And they do a lot of the hard work, honestly. Definitely you do not need skills. And that's one of our also joys. I think there's a lot of humility in that we have, you know, ER doctors, we have investment bankers, you know, folks who, you know, are do what they do and do what they do well, who have never used a power tool, never swung a hammer. So that is great. And the kids as well, we let them on the roof. They are allowed to do any task they want to try.
That's incredible, because just giving those opportunities, you know, how many kids in their teenage years get to even have the option of roofing a house, you know, unless your dad's a roofer or something like that. You just don't get those opportunities. And to be able to go and serve people and just see different communities, you know, our kids grow up in America and they can get thinking every place is the same, and it's not. And so what a cool opportunity. So this money right here, so you've raised $17,469,000 of the $22,600 you wanted or you're trying to raise. If you would like to go to the campaign and take a look, you can go to givesendgo.com/ building beyond borders. And, you know, giving obviously will help this continue. Sharing this campaign, we say it probably every share can bring in probably close to about an average of $30. So even if you might not have money right now, you know, just share it, let people know. And then we also have a pray now button, which is just something different on our site too, because we know there are times where someone might not have the money, but they say, hey, I want to let you know that we're thinking about you. We're there with you in spirit. And a lot of people love that we have that option too, because we all know what it's like when we might not have that money to give, but we want to be a part of it. You know, on Gives and Go, prayer is a big part, whether people agree or disagree or believe there's a God. We just say, you know what? People need to know that they're not alone. Did you get a prayer call by chance from Gives and Go?
I have not, but I would welcome it.
Yeah. So we actually call every campaign and just say, hey, I'm your camp. We have a prayer team, and they'll say, I'm your prayer partner. And what can I be praying for you right now? And we just let people know that they're not alone in their fundraising. And even people who are saying, you know, I really don't have a faith background, they go, that you care enough to call and let me know that you read my campaign. You know, it's worth a lot. We want people to know they're not alone, because things like this is changing the world. We're told all the time, if you watch the news, you know, that the world's just falling apart. Everybody's so selfish and only thinks of themselves. And then you hear, you know, 50 people traveling across the border to say, we're going to sacrifice, and raising your kids for that. That, you know, I have 6 kids of my own, and two of them are in the mission field now. One is teaching English in Cambodia. And it's just really cool when you can raise a child to say, what can I add to this world? Right. Like, it's not just all about me taking, what can I add? So great job on parenting your children. Will they be going this year? I know once kids get 17, 18, their lives get busy. You know, they get jobs and girlfriends and boyfriends and college and all of that sort of stuff. Will they be going this year? Or
they will. And like I said, and not just them. Like I said, there's a whole group of these teenagers. There's actually 2 that are going this year without their families, because their families have other obligations and they have said, no, we still want to go. So, and I know that, you know, happens in other youth groups and ministries, but it's neat. These are kids that, yeah, really it's a priority to them. So we will be there.
Awesome. Well, if anybody's watching this, when people are watching this, besides giving, are there any other ways that they can either be praying for you or for, are there any needs from Rancho La Paloma that they, you know, is Rancho La Paloma looking for partners? Like, is there anything else? Like, I just want love to give other opportunities.
Sure. Well, I just would put a plug in for Rancho La Paloma. You know, check out their website. It's sort of a rustic retreat type center, and this is what they do. So if you're listening and you think, hey, I would love to do this with my group, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to them. This is what they do. You can take any size group. We have taken smaller groups of 25 right post-pandemic, and we've taken groups as big as 75. And this is what they do. And they connect you with Hector, our building partner. And so, yeah, they're a great ministry there in Tecate. And it's a great setup for groups and families.
Awesome. Yeah. So check out Rancho La Paloma and Building Beyond Borders. Is that something that you put to, is it an actual organization or just something that you guys call yourselves?
It's just something we call ourselves that we, as a group collectively a few years ago, felt like we wanted a bit more of a name that said a bit about what we do. And at the time it felt significant. It does feel significant to us. Because I think crossing a border in your family vehicle with your family, is a moment for a lot of people and a decision to make. And I think it is profound to be on one side and cross into the other, and being a border town, it's very, you realize there's a border there, and life is very different on one side than on the other side. And so, yeah, we felt like that the name just symbolized for us that we want to go beyond borders to our neighbors.
Yeah, which is very important. We hear a lot about the border nowadays, and there's some fear, you know, that goes with it. So that name saying, listen, life doesn't stop at the border. There are real people on both sides with real needs and real families and all the things, right? And we shouldn't let fear stop us because it's something that might be unknown, right? And I think that often that can stop us. We go, I don't know, driving across the border with all the news I've seen. And yet you're saying, you know, it's changed your life. It's changed your kids' life. It set you guys on a trajectory to not live in fear and for your kids to understand. Well,
to be fair, there can still be fear, but I think, you know, walking in that is also, you gain a lot from that.
Absolutely. And I think that's exactly, it's not that there's lack of fear, but as you start to step out in it, not that the fear goes away, but there you get courage and it's just cool. It's cool that you're teaching your children to step out, even when things might not be as comfortable. So great job. If people want to check out more, you can go to givesendgo.com/buildingbeyondborders. The link's below. Give, share, pray, let people know. That this is an opportunity. Maybe you're going, you know what? I've been looking for something to do that puts me a little bit out of my comfort zone. Or maybe you just say, you know what? I can't go right now because of my job, but I want to support people who can go. All great ways. Reasons why Give Send Go is the way it is so that everybody can come together. The people with the money and the people who can go and the people who can pray can come together and actually make things happen. So thank you so much, Jody, for coming on and sharing with us a little bit about your adventure. How super cool.
Thanks so much, Heather.
Have a good day. And everybody who's watching, remember, it's not just somebody else that can make a difference in the world. It can be you. So remember, today, wherever you are, shine brightly.